Time to turn our attentions to the world of cycling. And Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, is the man with all the knowledge. Noel, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I wish I knew as much about anything as you know about cycling.
Well, that's true. Hey, let's talk local first. Great to see on the world stage the Giro d'Italia and Chris Hamilton. What a great job he's done.
Look, Chris did a really good job. And if you didn't know who Chris Hamilton was before you watched it on TV the other day, you know now. He's on the TV every day. It was really good exposure for Chris. And as you know, Chris is a former Australian road champion in the under 23 division and a mountain bike champion from the past. And probably not a terrible lot of recognition in Bendigo and other places because he's been living overseas for the last few years. But gee, he got put on the map the other day. Second place in a stage in the Giro d'Italia and going very well, showing off his skills down the big mountain passes in Italy. It was really good watching him ride that bike. Amazing.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Hey, talking of good riders too, we've spoken in the past about this Remco Evenepoel, I think. Real wunderkind, you know, was winning everything, then broke his hip. He's obviously still finding it tough on the comeback road.
Yeah, well, we talked about him a lot last year and the year before. He's only a young guy. And he won the Giro d'Italia. What he just went in has been his first defeat in cycling. He's won all the junior worlds all the way through, and he's won five tours already. Not big tours, but five fairly, you know, medium tours in Europe already.
Yep.
And then he smashed his pelvis last year in Giro di Lombardia in Italy. He's off the bike for 9 months with the smashed pelvis. And he decided he wanted to come back in the Tour of Italy, which is a pretty hard race. And he did a good time, trying to put himself up a second place and was doing very well. And then he started to crack on the second week and he got involved in a crash and lost a bit of time and ended up pulling out. But very interesting to see a young fellow with a huge amount of talent. He's just absolute self-belief and hopefully, you know, that race won't hurt him mentally. But yeah, he did a good job for a little while anyway. Like to hold second place in the Giro d'Italia against Bernal was a pretty good effort.
Yeah.
For a kid who'd been off the bike for 9 months. He's only 20 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. No, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and talking of the Giro, Noel, the under 23 starts in a couple of days and Connor's in it.
Yeah, Connor Sens, he's starting in that. I think it starts tomorrow, Steve. You get a bit mixed up with the time zones overseas and everything. But yeah, it's a big test for Connor in the under 23 Giro d'Italia riding for Zappi Racing. Yeah, it'd be good for the young fella. It's a long way from Bendigo to racing over on the same, basically the same course that we just watched on the media in the big Giro d'Italia. So, good on him.
Yep, and all the very best to him with it, for sure. Hey, it's funny that some events are overlapping in the lead-up to the Olympics. So, you know, if you rode in the Giro, there's some you couldn't ride in and vice versa.
Yeah, well, with the Olympics coming up, I had to jam all the races in together. And traditionally, the Critérium du Dauphiné, which is the one that's on now, that was the lead-up ride into the Tour de France. And, of course, they had to start that while the Giro was still on, so people couldn't ride both. So some of the Tour de France fancies have taken part in the Giro and some have taken part in the Critérium Dauphiné, which is on right now. And, of course, Bendigo's Jack Haig's in that and doing pretty well so far. And, yeah, they've made races overlap. And, of course, you understand the under-23 Giro has to go on afterwards, that's for younger kids. But there's a lot of races which are going to be overlapped right up to the Olympics, including the Tour de France. It's all bang, 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 all in about a month.
Yeah.
So Chris Froome, he's doing well financially, but not doing well elsewhere.
Wow, he's doing all right financially. But, yeah, he's struggling on the bike. I'll keep an eye on what he does because everybody, you know, followed the guy when he won the Tour de France four times and he won the Tour of Italy and the Tour of Spain. Look, he's been a colossus in cycling. And he fell off his time trial bike and smashed his leg really badly. And I know all about those sort of things. They take a long time to heal.
Yeah.
And he has been struggling. He's been in this huge training camp with his teammates and going up impossible hills. And he's in the Critérium Dauphiné intending to ride the Tour de France. And he's struggling. I tell you what, he went out the back yesterday on a flat stage. But maybe he's using it as a lead-up to the Tour. Like, he doesn't have to do well in this race as long as he gets a hard race. He's getting one going out the back. But we'll see how he goes in the mountains. That'll be the big test for him. But
yeah,
hats off to Chris Froome. Like, he's not a spring chicken anymore, but he's the world's highest paid cyclist, and somebody wants him to perform.
Yeah, €5.5 million a year. But there is, you know, at the top, and I mean, it's still a lot of money, but there's a few disparities in terms of who gets how much, isn't there?
Yeah, it is, Robbo. €5.5 million, I guess that's about $7 million Australian dollars, I think, per year. Chris Froome is on his own there with $5.5 million. And then Peter Sagan is next on $5 million. And then, amazingly, one of the best riders in the world, Matthew van der Poel, the young Dutch guy, he's on like $1.5 million. And a couple of the guys like Primoz Roglic, who won one of the tours last year and second in the Tour de France, he's on less than $2 million. And I think even today, Pogacar, I've got that one, who won the Tour de France last year, he's only on like $2.5 million. So that's a big disparity from 2.5 to 5.5.
Yes.
And an amazing stat in that little list of riders, there's a guy called Mikhail Kwiatkowski, I got that, he's a Polish rider, and he won the World Championships a couple of years ago and set the world on fire. He was immediately snapped up by Ineos Grenadiers, the British team, which was Sky. And they pay him €3.5 million a year not to win. All he does is work really hard for Bernal and all the other riders, Kwiatkowski. So he's given up his own career to ride for €3.5 million per year.
I could do that.
He hasn't won a race hardly since.
I could handle that. I could handle that. Hey, we've got to leave it there, Noel. Unfortunately, we'll talk next week about the Bendigo Club Tour weekend over the long weekend. But always good to chat, mate. Take care, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day, guys. Take it easy.
You too. No problem. Noel Sens Jewellers. See Paul or Noel or Judy in the Hargraves Mall.